What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another Banger Sports Ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. Guys, we have seven games. Always do the count. Yes, I got it right this time. Look at that. Seven games to talk about, discussing the slate. We got some missing players, some unfortunate injuries, a couple of barbecue chicken blowouts, and many, many more. Let's get straight to the action. First game of the day. The Phoenix Suns, who are better than I think a lot of people thought they were going to be, got the dub over the Philadelphia 76ers, 116-110. There was no Paul George and Joel Embiid. They both did not play. So, of course, we saw a couple of people moving to the starting lineup in their place. Andre Drummond moved into the starting lineup and had 8 points, 15 boards, an assist, a block on 40%. Didn't shoot his best, but that's what he's there for. Rebound man gets paid. Love that. Kelly Oubre also moved to the starting line, a big game. We talked about Kelly Oubre, me and Doc did last week on the show. And, like, I'm scared about all these guys because they've been primarily healthy, you could say, Paul George and Joel Embiid recently. But this is why you, if you could, hold on to Oubre. And I said one league, I have a stashable league where I'm holding on to Oubre just in case. This is why. 21 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, 2 steals, 5 triples. 40% from the field and whatever, and he's not the best free throw shooter, but that's a good line. I would hold just for that. Also, you had Tyrese Maxey, not his best night after having 8 steals yesterday. He did follow him up a 3, but he did not shoot the best. 22-7 with 3 steals and a block, 2 triples on 28% from the field and 80% from the line. That 28% on 25 shots is rough. This wasn't his best shooting night. Yeah, VJ Edgecombe had 25-7-1, 2 steals in the block. That's good. He stepped up with no Paul George and Joel Embiid. He had 2 triples on 47% from the field and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. That's good stuff from him. Just kind of chugging along, man. He's been one of the better rookies in the rookie class, and I'm pretty sure he's in the top 100. I imagine that sticks next year. He's going to be pretty solid. We're going to be drafting him probably in the middle rounds, I would think. Don Barlow still in the starting lineup, 8 points, 5 rebounds, nothing to worry about there. And then Bona had a nice game off the bench, 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 blocks on 80% from the field. That's pretty strong. And Quentin Grimes, thank God. I like Quentin Grimes as a player. It's just like not enough for him to do. He still only took 7 shots here, but he made up for it at the free throw line. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 1 triple, 43%, 3 of 7 shooting, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. It's hard to hold given what's going on. If you can, I absolutely would. But this is going to be rough selling if these guys can remain healthy. We'll go ahead and check on the Phoenix Suns. And Jalen Green is back. He only played 20 minutes in this one. I don't think we're going to get the full minutes recap that we want from all these guys because he's still ramping up. But once that full ramp up happens, we'll be able to understand the starting lineup a little better. He had 12 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 triples on 36% shooting. Took 11 shots, made 4, and 2-2 from the free throw line in his 20 minutes. He'll be better than this. Just give him some time. The big thing is, I think like last game, he was grabbing steals and shooting like 60%. No, that's not who he is. Once he gets his shot together, he'll probably shoot around that 44-45 range. And he should be able to notch 20 points pretty easy. We'll go ahead and check on the starters. Colin Gillespie still in the starting lineup. 12-4-4 with 3 triples on 50% and 100% from the line, 50% from the field. That's good. I don't know if it holds. We're worried about when the full minutes fully ramp up for Jalen Green and how that affects good old Gillespie. Right now, we hold and we wait to see how that plays out. Devin Booker, 27-3-4 with the steal, 2 triples, 39% from the field, 7-7 from the free throw line. Not his best shooting night, but he did give you some good free throw cash. Love that. Mark Williams, he had been having some good games, and he gave you 4 points and 9 rebounds. He only played 18 minutes. It's to manage his minutes on the back-to-back. I totally understand. It's just like sometimes it's just very underwhelming. What sucks. You had 9-3-2 from Royce O'Neal. I think he gets affected with Jalen Green. Hopefully that's the guy who leaves the starting lineup, although they kind of need a forward. So I don't know if they're going to run a 3-guard lineup. So something to watch out for. And Dylan Brooks just shot himself into nothingness. He did give you a steal and a block here, but 6 points on 13 shots. He made 2. And he had 2-2 from the free throw line with 5 rebounds. Not his best game, although, like I said, he's one of those guys you don't have to roster unless you want to. Lastly, Grayson Allen, solid game here. 16-5-6 with the steal on 45% from the field, 4 triples, 2-2 from the free throw line. I do not think he's going to be affected by Jalen Green. He's kind of like that's right now. He's playing that six man role. I think he's probably good for 29, 30 minutes a night, and that's all he needs. He'll just do damage. Top 60 right now. You make sure Jalen Green is not sitting. I'm sorry. Grayson Allen is not sitting on your waiver wire. Lastly, dude, Jordan Goodwin had a crazy line in 19 minutes, in 20 minutes actually. 16, 5, and 2 with 2 steals and 2 triples on 67% and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. That's impressive. I mean, you can't count on that every day. But for deeper leagues, Goodwin is probably someone you want to have on your roster. Either way, good stuff for the Suns, man. They're a lot better than people think they are, and they are rolling. Next game of the day, the Clippers got cooked, bro. They actually got barbecue chicken by the Chicago Bulls. And there's a couple things about the Bulls that's going to surprise you. We'll have to talk about. Josh Giddey. Wow. Blanked. No Josh Giddey yet for the Bulls, but they got the job done. That's pretty interesting. We'll go ahead and we'll check on the Clippers first. John Collins did play. Thank God. Kind of weirdly empty. 23 points and 5 triples. He got 1 assist. He shot super well. He shot 75% from the field. I mean, you hold, but okay, I guess. Kobe Sanders still in the starting lineup. He had 8.3 assists with a triple. I think it's for a deeper league. You don't have to worry about it. If there's anybody you probably want to do grab, it's probably still Jordan Miller, although this is a little lackluster himself. 12-2-2, 40% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Those steals were not going to hold. He was getting like 3-4 a game. So he was bound to have zero eventually. I don't think he's Dyson Daniels out of nowhere. James Harden, not his best shooting night, and he actually got pulled. He only played 30 minutes. That's low for him. 24-5-6 with 3 triples, 9-25 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Not his best game. We know he'll be better than that. Lisa Zubac had a 12-11 double-double on 42% and 2-3 from the free throw line. Just kind of empty. It's just points and rebounds. I mean, if that's what you want him for, I mean, you would want him for the field goal too. So, like, this is blah. Not a good game. For once, a center did not have a good game on Nikola Vucevic. And lastly, Chris Dunn had 4 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists on 40% from the field. Just whatever. These guys got cooked. You had a lot of people that played in a rotation. Like, you had 11 points and 2 steals from Ty Washington. Who knew that Ty Washington was on the LA Clippers? I mean, I did because I'd seen it before, but dope. That's cool. Yeah, Cam Christie was kind of questionable to play. He played. He had 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals in his 23 minutes. This is a bunch of hoobakas. They pretty much got dog walked, and it was barbecue chicken. We'll go ahead and check on Chicago Bulls. And finally, I think we have a real Coby White sighting. 27 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 6 triples. Jeez. 9-16 from the field, 56%, and 3-3 from the free throw line. Finally, it took forever. If you held, or if you traded for him, good trade. If you held, it's going to be better than this. It's just going to keep going. It's going to be better. That shooting's probably going to be a little bit realistic, but at least he's giving you the full lines. He's doing what he does. And he will be playing like Coby White can play. By the way, he did that in 30 minutes, which is pretty, pretty dope. Jalen Smith, still in the starting lineup. I don't think he sticks there. I think he's going to have a role, though, because they love this double big lineup, and it is working. 10 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 2 triples, 40% from the field. He missed his only free throw. That's fine. That's a good line. In his 23 minutes, he gave you a double-double almost with 2 steals in the block. Cool. Sign me up with 2 triples. Love that. Very good fantasy game. His fantasy game is super robust, and if something breaks his way and they actually trade Vooch, which I don't know, man, like they might keep him at this point. But if they do, dude, watch out. Matis Buzelas, love this game from him. 21 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4 triples, 57 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Good game. He's going to be better, and that's why I said you just got to hold through the season. It's gonna get better. He's going to find his way. He's going to be in Billy Donovan's good graces, and he's going to play some good ball. He's got to be patient with it. Nikola Vucevic had 19, 8, and 4 with a steal and 2 blocks. He just blocks everything now. 1 triple, 8 of 12 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. His assists have been super high. I'm pretty sure that goes on with Josh Giddey gets back, but that's fine. And you had 2 points from Isaac Okoro in 15 minutes. I apologize. Please don't roster him in 12-team leagues. So a couple guys off the bench did well, though. I love this from Kevin Herter, good bounce-back game room. He had been a little rough. 14 points, 4 rebounds, 7 dimes, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4 triples, 5-10 from the field. Good game there. Ayo Dosunmu had 18, 3, and 4, 2 steals on the block with 4 triples, 7-10 from the field. Great game there. And Trey Jones just doesn't know how to miss, so crazily enough. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 10 dimes. Whoa, he almost had a triple-double. One steal, one block, one triple. 86% from the field. Dude, okay. 2-2 from the free throw line. And you had Dalen Terry. He had 9-5-3 with the steal and 2 triples. He got some extra time in the court because, like I said, it was a barbecue chicken blowout. Those three guys, they're getting minutes now. Josh Giddey is questionable today. Did not play. I'm pretty sure he's probably returning in the next one, if not the one after that. It's going to be back to the cannibalization of these three, just like eating each other's minutes and like trying to get as much time on the court. It sucks that it has to be that way because I think they're all pretty solid and they do fill a role well, but we know they're going to be some of the first players to lose usage. Jalen Smith is probably going to be out of starting lineup. I love what Jalen Smith does. Like I said, I think they're going to find minutes for him because what they are doing with this double big lineup is clearly working. And I think they're going to find a way to keep it. But he will not start over Josh Giddey. And I think Isaac Okoro stays in the starting lineup for defense. If Isaac Okoro left the starting lineup, holy moly. But we'll have to just wait and see. Next game of the day, the San Antonio Spurs. They actually lose to the Houston Rockets, man. The Rockets rally back. And there's a certain person that we have to talk about because that's the only reason why they rally back. We'll start ahead with the starters from San Antonio. Wemby had 14 and 10 with 2 assists. He had a crazy bad shooting night. This is rough for him. He's 14 points on 21 shots. He only made 5 of them and 4-4 from the free throw line. That's really bad shooting for him. This is just a bad game. It was not his night. Julian Champagne got super hot in the first half, and it's kind of cool. 27 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 8 triples. Jeez, here he goes with those triples, man. 8 of 17 from the field. Like I said, he was super hot at first, and then it's kind of cool. 16 of his 17 shots were threes. Wow, what a shot diet. And 3-3 from the free throw line. He does need to be on rosters right now. We don't know, does Devin Vassell exist anymore? But to be fair with you, I'm just going to be completely honest. I think he's playing better than Devin Vassell. Just gonna say how it is. Harrison Barnes had 5 points, 2 rebounds in his 24 minutes. Deeper leagues at best. De'Aaron Fox, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples on 6-15 from the field. Has his moments, has his games. Sitting in that top 60 range, I think that still stands. Steph Castle had 13.7 rebounds, 8 assists, still in the block. Love the full line, 2 triples. Crazy bad shooting, 5-19, bro. Woo-wee. And 1-1 from the free throw line. Not his best shooting night, but he had been playing a little bit better himself. Lastly, on the bench, you had 8-6-2 blocks from Luke Kornet with 80%. Good back end center to roster who still just kind of finds his way on the court and does some damage. 8.5 dimes and a block from Dylan Harper. Like I said, it's probably not his year this year. This is giving him some time, and next year we might see a little bit more from him. And Keldon Johnson had 12.6 rebounds and 2 steals on his 27 minutes. Just kind of does the dirty work as the backup guy. We'll go ahead and check on the Houston Rockets. And really, we got to give a shout out to Reed Shepard. I think every time I name someone on the show of the Fantasy NBA Today show, they somehow, maybe they watch it. I hope that'd be nice. Or maybe they just like click in and they're like, oh man, this dude Tim is talking about me. I got to go hoop. And he hooped. He went crazy in the fourth. 21 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 triples, 8 of 17 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He played 29 minutes. Crazy enough, JD Davison returned. JD Davison was available, no minutes. Tari Eason returned. Reed Shepard got more minutes than Tari Eason. I don't know if he was on a minutes limit. He did miss 5 games. They didn't say anything about a minutes limit, I don't think, which is interesting. We'll see how that develops over time, but JD Davison did not play. That's good for Reed Shepard. And he did play more minutes than Tari Eason in this one, which is interesting. Good game. He was feeling himself. He got to cook in, and that's what you want to see from Reed Shepard. Tari Eason has 6.6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 3-6 on the field. Solid. He's probably going to get more minutes and ramp up over time. Make sure he's not sitting on the waiver wire. We'll go ahead and check on the starters. Kevin Durant, 18, 4, and 7 is still on the block. 2 triples, 7 of 12 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Did not have to do much. He took 12 shots. That's how you know it was just not a night for him to ball out like that. You had 17.4 rebounds, an assist, and a block with 2 triples from Jabari Smith. He had 13 shots. He made 7 of them. Nice 44%. And his free throws is, I don't know what this is, man. 1 of 3. Ew. Alperen Sengun, 20-13-9 with two blocks. Big line. One triple, 7-13 from the field, 5-5 from the free throw line. That's a great game from Alperen Sengun. One of the fantasy elite centers, man. He's just doing what he does. Amen Thompson, 16-10-6, one steal, two blocks. He's been a lot better as the season progressed. 42% from the line, not his best, but he did 4-5 from the free throw line because bro can shoot free throws, and we love that for fantasy. Either these guys are going to be good. Their team is getting healthy. And, yeah, man, I think they're going to be doing some damage in the playoffs. Next game of the day, a surprise. Whoa. Utah Jazz, 127-122 over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Whoa. You want to know why? We'll get to it later. We'll talk about the Utah Jazz in a second. Minnesota Timberwolves, that man Ant, just balling. He took a lot of shots. It wasn't his best shooting night, but thank God the free throws are back. Oh, my Lord. I've been waiting for this day. 38-8-3 with two steals, five triples, 11-28 from the field. Not his best shooting night, but he had 11-12 on the free throw line. Yes. This is what we wanted. This is what we wanted. Good game from Anthony Edwards there. Rudy Gobert had 11-10. Nice double-double with two steals and four blocks. Ooh-wee. He shot 100% from the field, but then he decided to tank your free throws and shoot 1-5. It's just the Rudy Gobert experience, man. I hope you have a couple big free throw impact guys for a Rudy Gobert team if you wanted them on your team. Otherwise, you're doing some unbelievable punting. Julius Randle had 19-2-3 with three steals. Like three steals from him. One triple, 7-16 from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. Just a whatever night, kind of middle from him. Jaden McDaniels, 18-6-6, one steal, one block, two triples. Love that. That's a good game. Not his best shooting night, 7-16. You know he's a pretty high field goal guy, but he did hit both his free throws, which is cool. Dante DiVincenzo had 15-5-8. Eight dimes from Dante. Nice. With two steals, three triples, 5-12 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Good, solid game. He's going to probably sit around that top 100 mark rest of the season, and that's just fine. That's just fine. You're going to have some good games. You're going to have some weird stretches. He's going to be just fine. And lastly, Naz Reid on the bench had 13-9-4, three triples. Not a good shooting, 33% on 15 shots. He didn't shoot any free throws. Just not his best night overall as well. This team's pretty straightforward. It's just like the same guys that do stuff every night. The rotation's pretty locked in, and sometimes you get random pops off from like Bones Highland and Jalen Clark or Johan Berenger if he happens to get minutes. But most of these guys didn't do anything tonight. Utah Jazz. Dude, Keontae George is going to be an all-star. Maybe not this year, but very soon. Soon as next year. 43 points, bro. What? Three assists, two steals, no rebounds in this one. Honestly, he scored 43. Who cares? Six triples, 54% from the field on 28 shots and 7-8 from the free throw line. He's a baller. He's just a baller. He had six turnovers. Probably like, ew, on three assists. Dude, like, we're nitpicking. What a great game, Keontae. The future is so bright for him. So bright. Talk about crazy games, dude. Yusuf Nurkic had a 16-18-10 triple double. Wow, yo. That's like the most unexpected thing. He's passing. He looks a lot better than he did at Phoenix Suns. Maybe he just needed to get out that organization because it was crap. But, dude, he feels free over here. He is doing his thing. 16 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, one steal, one block, 64% from the field, and 2-3 from the free throw line. Wow. Nurk, wow. Ace Bailey, nice scoring night from him. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 triples, 8-17 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. He's got some rebounds. And if he can get like a couple more defensive stats, dude, he might be a quiet monster in fantasy. He had 8 points and 3 rebounds from Cody Williams. Nothing too big. That's deeper league stuff. Filipowski did get 33 minutes in this one. He had 11-8-4 with a steal. That's kind of like a Nurkic light. With two triples, three or six on the field, and 3 or 4 from the free throw line. If he gets even more run down the stretch, he's going to be scary too. Isaiah Collier had 18 points and 10 dimes. I love that double-double. He had 4 rebounds and still in the block to follow it. One triple, 70% from the field, super high field goal, but he decided to cook your free throw with a nice 3 of 7. Duality. We'll check on the rest of these guys. Walter Clayton had 5 points and 3 rebounds, and Kyle Anderson he had hurt his knee actually. He had 2 points still on the block in his limited 17 minutes. Either way, man, good win. I don't think they were expecting to win that one, but they did. They rallied. Keontae George is a future star. Can't wait to see what that looks like. Go ahead and check on the Lakers versus the Denver Nuggets. Of course, there's no Jokic from the Denver side thing. But, dude, like Jamal Murray had been cooking. These guys have been getting some good wins. I think they were going to be just fine. And it was until the fourth quarter hit. 115-107 over the Denver Nuggets. We'll go ahead and check on the Nuggets first. Jamal Murray was on fire to start the game. He shot like 60%. He pretty much had like 28 and like 8, I think, in the first half. And then there's nothing. They doubled him. They made sure he got nothing. 28 points, 2 rebounds, 11 dimes, 4 triples, 10 of 21 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Still a banger game. Still a first rounder. And even when Jokic comebacks, you know that helps him, right? Like it helps him. This is a beautiful year, man. I can't wait for his all-star nomination to happen. That'd be great. Jalen Pickett at 7-6-4. He started today with a steal, 1 triple, 3 of 9 from the field. Pretty solid. I think he's more of a deeper league play still. Love to see that he's getting minutes, though. That's pretty cool. You had 18-4-5 from Aaron Gordon, 2 triples, 6 of 9 from the field, which is nice, but 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Ugh. Jeez, dude. We thought he was a good free throw shooter. He might just be a little extra tired doing all the extra work, and now he can't shoot free throws. You're failing me, Gordon. I had way more faith in you. Peyton Watson, 18-5-3 with 3 steals in the block and 4 triples on 41% from the field. Not his best shooting night. I like the defensive stats. He's been just fine still. Still should be rostered. You got a crazy 16 points and 5 rebounds from Spencer Jones. 4 triples, 1 steal, 1 block on 67% from the field. Crazy shooting night. I think that someone we're running to grab in 12-team leagues. Deeper leagues, sure. And if you just got that in deeper leagues, that's dope. Tim Hardaway, 2 of 12 from the field, a solid 17%. Ouch. 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, but he had 1 steal and 3 blocks from Tim Hardaway Jr. Okay. 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Solid, like, rest of the line, but the shooting was just bad. We'll go ahead and check on the Los Angeles Lakers and see what happened over here. Luka Doncic, huge triple-double, 38, 13, and 10, 2 steals, 3 triples, 57% from the field. Strong night from the free throw line. When it comes together, it's absolutely scary. But then the next game, he'll have like 7 turnovers, and he might shoot bad from 1 or both percentages. Either way, the PR game is absolutely nuts. LeBron James had been rolling. He had kind of, it was basically almost a triple-double here. But not like super gaudy scoring. 19-9-8 with a triple, 53% from the field on 15 shots, and a rough 2 of 6 from the free throw line. He had been shooting like in the 80s and 90s. That is not LeBron as a free throw shooter, and I think everyone knows that for sure. Ouch. Jake LaRavia had 7 points and 2 assists in his 26 minutes. You don't have to roster him. They don't have to find game week. Does not matter. DeAndre Ayton had 4 points and 8 rebounds before he left. He got scratched in the eye, and then he did not return. I don't know how severe it is. Hopefully, we see him in the next one. Marcus Smart had 15 points and 2 rebounds and 3 triples on 44% from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Solid replacement until Austin Reeve returns. We got news on Austin today. He's going to return sometime during his 8-game road trip. Don't know when that could happen. It could be as soon as next game. It could be game 8. Who knows? But I think he's probably scheduled at least probably for that midway point around like game 5-6, which is dope. Good to see him back soon. You can hold Marcus Martin to that point. Jackson Hayes fielding off the bench. He had 9 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks with 80% from the field, a rough 1 of 4 from the free throw line. He filled in for DeAndre Ayton. If Ayton misses time, you could always look at Hayes. Rui Hachimura had 9.6 rebounds and 1 triple on 31% shooting. I'm not the big Rui guy in 12 team leagues, but, if you want to, hey, that's on you. Either way, good dub for the Lakers to start off the road trip, and they hopefully can get it rolling, man. They've been in a little bit of rough patch these last couple games. Toronto Raptors. Oh, we got to talk about this game. Yeah, man. Game one of the Jimmy-less Warriors. They lost 145-127. This is a crazy high-scoring game, by the way, to the Toronto Raptors. Luckily, we get to talk about Golden State Force because they lost. They did start Moody. They started Quinn Post. They started Brandon Pajemski. He moved into the starting lineup. We will talk about these guys that are kind of filling in for Jimmy, and then we'll talk about, of course, Curry and Draymond to finish off the team. Brandon Pajemski had 11-3-2 still in the block, 1 triple, 40%, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Not his best free throw night. They're putting him in the starting lineup. That's a good sign. You just hold. You just got to hold. Jimmy's not coming back, so you just hold. Moses Moody, 17 minutes, 10-5. With 71% shooting, took 7 shots, and he misses on the free throw. I think his game's empty. I think there's better options you can go to. It's up to you if you want to hold Moody, though. He's going to have some time. 17 minutes is more so because of the blowout. I think that's like 25, 26 minutes maybe in a full stretch. So you just kind of hold and see what happens. Up the bench. Quinn Post, by the way, started if they wanted to kind of go bigger, and they did. They didn't start Post with Draymond. 12 points and 7 rebounds with 2 triples on 56%. Solid. He had 18 minutes. I don't know if it goes much higher than that. That's my only thing. I mean, if he's getting time, sure, you can roster him. My guy was De'Anthony Melton that I thought might get some extra run. He didn't have his best game here. 6 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal on 33% from the field. 2-2 from the free throw line. He had some rough turnovers there. Not his best game. I do think you should hold. Like I said, Jimmy's not coming back. The most interesting development was that they actually decided to play Jonathan Kuminga. And crazy enough, Jonathan Kuminga kept them in this game. It was not anyone else. It was no Steph. It was no Pajemski. It was no Moody. It was no Melton. It was no Will Richard. It was no Buddy Hield. Oh, actually, I apologize. It was Buddy Hield that actually helped do this as well. But Jonathan Kuminga kept them in this game. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 2 dimes, 1 steal, 1 triple, 70% shooting on 10 shots, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. That's cool, man. That's pretty cool. They had some crazy comments today. We don't need to get into all that from Dumb Levy and what he said about Kuminga, but Kuminga is showing them that he should have been playing a while ago, and that's what's up. I think he's worth picking up. They need a forward player to do the thing that kind of Jimmy does, and Kuminga can drive to the paint. It helps, man. It helps. It helped generate offense. They looked like crap before he started getting time. Buddy Hield, crazy hot shooting. Like I said, Buddy might be on one of those heaters. I think I wrote about one of the blurbs yesterday. Totally fine. You know how this goes. 25 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 steal, 6 triples, 88%, bro. 7-8 from the field. Come on, dude. He hit every one of his triples. He hit all 6. And 5-5 from the free throw line. That's insane scoring. Insane scoring. You cannot trust that. You just cannot trust that. If you grab him for the day, it's like, cool, it looks great, but like there's no way you think that holds on. Just gotta be honest here. And Will Richard in his 23 minutes had 0 points, an assist, and a steal. I think he's probably the last person you want to roster, and he's a deeper league play at best. We'll go ahead and talk about Steph. Steph was bad, man. 16-3-3 with a steal, 38%, 2 triples, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. He looks sad, looks depressed that he has to deal with this. And to be honest, this team's probably not going to go far unless they do something at the trade deadline. We just got to be honest here. Draymond had 6-6-5 with 33% from the field. Draymond's going to be rough too. Like, they need someone else. We'll just be honest. Jonathan Kuminga is going to be good for like the short term, but like they don't want Jonathan Kuminga there. Like, let's be real. And maybe they'll trade him and try and get somebody back. But they just can't get anyone. They need a real game changer. Otherwise, this team's cooked. We'll be honest. We'll go ahead and check on the Raptors. They just didn't know how to miss today. Speaking of who didn't miss, Emmanuel Quickly, legacy game? What is this? 40 points, 2 rebounds, 10 dimes, 2 triples. I'm sorry, 2 steals, 7 triples, 11-13 from the field, and 11-11 from the free throw line? Bro, that's absurd. Just like Buddy Hield. Now, to be fair, we're rostering Emmanuel Quickly, but you can't trust that. Like, not every game. That's just an absurd game. A 40-point double-double with 7 triples? Yo, if you got that, you're probably, like, screaming up and down. Like, bro, I cannot believe that happened. Crazy game from him. Good to see that he can ball out. Scottie Barnes, also double-double. 26-7-11 with 12 of 18 shooting, 2-2 from the field. Or free throw line. Balled out. These guys balled out. Brandon Ingram, 22-4-5, still in the block, 4 triples, 8-17 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. They were just cooking these dudes. Grady Dick moving to the starting lineup. That's pretty interesting. They opted to play Scotty Barnes as center here. 10 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal with 2 triples on 50%, 2-2 from the free throw line. These guys just were just, they all did good. And they started Jamal Shedd, which is interesting. Technically, one of these slots is RJ Barrett, and one of these slots is technically Jakob Poeltl. But having Emmanuel Quickley play kind of like this shooting guard role, because he's kind of not a point guard, wasn't a bad idea. Jamal Shedd had 10 points, 8 dimes with a steal, 2 triples, 4-6 shooting from the field. That is a solid game from him. Mama Kelechvili picked up a lot of the backup center stuff, and he balled out too. 14-12-4, 2 steals in the block, 4 triples, 5-8 from the field. These guys were, man, they just all cooked. They all cooked. Like, they did not care about anything about the Jimmy Butler news. They just went and destroyed the Warriors. And to be honest, it might be rough for a lot of games for the Warriors. It's going to be hard because Steph has so much gravity, but, like, these other dudes aren't that good. They're going to have to rely on Jonathan Kuminga more. They're going to have to put more trust in him, and they're going to have to make a trade at the deadline. Otherwise, it'll be a lot of games like this, and you will be circling these days on the calendar for the Warriors to get some nice fantasy stats. Last game of the day, but before we do that, I just want to say, if you guys are watching on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with the Legends Dr. Brew, Doc and Brew, and you like what you see at the box score breakdown with me and William and Spill, shout out to the homie, make sure you follow him. Please make sure you like, subscribe, smash the like button. I don't know, like it, wishlist it, star it on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, wherever you find us, to keep update with the action right after the games, Monday through Friday, as we bring you all the latest news, trends, and everything else that might be happening in the NBA. Because I like having you guys around, and it is so great to be doing this with you all. Last game of the day. Here we go. Pulled it back up. The Kings got cooked first night of back-to-back for them. This is the, by the way, Miami has 5 games this week. I don't know if you knew that. So, like, all these dudes are, like, in play right now, especially if you're in this, like, a regular category league and you just, like, stuff games in people's faces. Yeah. This is the day. Miami wins 130-117 over the Sacramento Kings. We'll go ahead and talk about the Sacramento Kings first. DeMar DeRozan, 23-4-5, 1 triple, 6-12 from the field, 10-10 from the free throw line. Big, solid game for him, good percentages like that. Precious Achiuwa stayed in the starting lineup. He played 22 minutes, 6 points, 5 rebounds, an assist and a steal on 50% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Deeper leagues, really, to be honest. Maxi Reynold is still in the starting lineup. He only played 17 minutes in this one. 7 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 steals with a triple, 50% from the field. He's still doing enough for deeper leagues. Honestly, I wish you could, if, like I said, if you have DeMontis Sabonis, I think I'd still hold here just in case. But that's solid. Speaking of DeMontis Sabonis, he only played 17 minutes himself. Remember, first leg of a back-to-back, they probably decided to rest him for the rest of the way. 6 points, 10 rebounds, 3 dimes, 3-of-8 shooting from the field. He misses only free throw. Not his best shooting night. He's getting 10 rebounds in 17 minutes. Cool. We're just on the right track. He's moving good. You had a nice, solid full line from Russell Westbrook. 22-2-7, 2 steals a block, 1 triple, 9-14 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. Like I said, it makes no sense to be running him out there that much, but hey, man, he's putting up fantasy stats. Who cares? Zach LaVine had 18 points, 5 dimes, 3 triples on 70% from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. It's hard to trust that shooting all the time because he's not getting a lot of shots, but he's hitting them, so it looks good, but it's kind of just bland. To be honest with you, it's a little bland. Malik Monk off the bench had 18-2-2 with 4 triples, 6-13 from the field, and 2-2 from the free throw line. I'm just glad he's getting minutes. Like, at least they're doing something right, you know? Keegan Murray should be back soon. Technically. Yeah. So we'll see more of him. We didn't have Keon Ellis in this one. There's still some guys, some rotational pieces that we have to worry about. By the way, dude, Dylan Carbo had 5 points, 12 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks in his 21 minutes. Now, when Sabonis ramps up and, like, they also have Reynold, I don't know where Dylan Carbo fits into all this, but, geez. I mean, you hold him until now, especially if you're in the deeper league. Just hold on to it. Keep it. We'll go ahead and check on the Miami Heat. They had no Tyler Hero, who's out with a rib problem. I looked it up one day. It's like where the rib and sternum kind of conjoined due to inflammation. Look, it sounds crazy. But he's going to be out for a while. He's not with them on this 5-game road trip, so he's just not going to play for the whole week. All these guys that are here, they're all going to get minutes. By the way, there was no Kelo Ware. He had a hamstring issue and did not play today, so there's something else to consider. And Bam, of course, there's no Kelo Ware. Honestly, last game was just a bad game. Kelo Ware was on the starting lineup, but he made it for it in this one. 25 points, 7 rebounds, 5 dimes, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 triples, 53% from the field, 5-7 from the free throw line. But at that point, I'm nitpicking. Great game, great way to step up Bam. Andrew Wiggins had 19, 3-2, still in the block, 3 triples, 7-12 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. He's just cruising. Just cruising. He's like in the top 70 range. He's just cruising. Love that for him. Pell Larson, what is this? 16-6-9 with a steal on 78% from the field, 7-9 shooting, and 2-3 from the free throw line. That's a crazy game, bro. That's almost borderline triple-double. I don't think you can expect the hot shooting or the dimes. He doesn't really dime people up like that. But he's got time. He's on the court. They have 5 games. You run this guy out. Go pick him up if he's sitting in on your waiver wire. You had 22 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 triples from good old Norm Powell. 50% shooting from the field on 16 shots and 2-3 from the free throw line. He, like I said, I always told you, so high, like, just keep him. I don't know if Tyler Herro is going to ever be healthy this season, unfortunately. You had 6 points and 7 dimes with 2 triples from Davion Mitchell, solid, good assist streamer. Also worth picking up because they had 5 games. Jaime Jaquez had 13-9-3 with 2 steals and 1 triple. 42% from the field on 12 shots and 2-4 from the free throw line. Still worth having because of the nice week. You had a nice shooting night from Stefani Fontecchio. He had 15 points on 5 triples. Nice. And 7 rebounds in his 19 minutes. And you had 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists from good old Nikola Jovic. He did not shoot well at all. Both percentages. He cooked both of them. 3-11 from the field and 0-2 from the free throw line. But he's getting that time on the court. And if you just want both games, he's probably more on the lower end. You can grab any of these guys, truly. Guys, that is it for me. Nice and easy, clean slate today. I will see you guys on Friday. I have this Thursday off. But until then, I hope you guys keep winning your matchup. Grab those Heat players. They have 5 games this week. And I will be seeing you soon. Thank you for watching another episode of Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. Have a good one. Cheers, guys.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.